So what this isn't is a walkthrough of Analog Lab 2 from Arteria. It is, however, a fun bit of fun that I thought you might find fun. So I've got the piano loaded. I'm going to show you a couple of things that I found quite interesting about this. Because it's a physical model, you can do all sorts of cool things, which you can do on some other products as well, but I haven't got many of them, so...
Page 1.
The first patch here.
Preset, Classical U3.
Classical U3.
Plugin edit. Master.
Obviously, the master levels first. That's pretty normal.
P1 master volume.
P1 master.
P1 master volume.
And it fades up gently.
P1 hammer hardness.
Now, I like this hammer hardness. Because the hammer hardness... Shush, yes, I know. You can change the hardness of the hammers, so as it's physically modelled, you can... So I like the darkness.
P1 master volume.
Just have a dark... Now, you might just think it's a filter, and it might well be, or it might not be, I don't know, but it feels more than just a filter to me when I do that. Anyway, I'll set it to mostly dark, because I'm going to show you something else afterwards.
P1 soundboard resonance.
Soundboard resonance is quite fun. So it's mostly down.
P1 dynamic range.
The dynamic range changes the way the velocities
feel. P1 hammer noise.
Hammer noise.
P1 dynamic range. P1 dynamic range.
I'm actually touching the next one. You're not reading properly.
P1 hammer noise. P1 lid position.
Lid position. I'm guessing because it's a grand, it's like whether the lid is fully up or shut.
P1 key off noise.
Key off noise. And then the next page is kind of where it's fun for me.
Page 2. P1 pedal noise.
Pedal noise.
P1 stretch tuning.
Stretch tuning, which I like to turn up all the way because...
P1 reverb wet.
Eventually I want to show you the first P1 low shelf knob gain. Here. The first knob...
P1 low shelf. P1 detune.
...is the detune. And you can turn this into a very nasty honky-tonk. And it's very easy to do that. So that's without detuning it. I'm going to detune it now. I'm going to start playing it. Now it's all the way detuned. And if
page
I go
one.
Back to the first page
master.
And turn
P1
this
master
down
volume.
Slightly,
P1
and then
hammer
turn
hardness.
The hammer noise up to absolutely bright, now we have a great big nasty. That's one of the best honkies I've ever come across, and I didn't take long to do it. So if I go plus minus, go back to the default sound. Page 2.
Page 2. P1 detune. Page 1. P1 hammer hardness.
Turn the hammer up to all the way, because all those pianos are so old that all the hammers are so sharp and bright, you know. Nasty things. Great. Two pages, two tons of two knobs, and that's it. Could it be easier than that? That top. They're fantastic, aren't they?
Octave plus one.
Horribly great.
Octave minus one. Octave minus two. Octave minus one.
I like all that. It's good stuff. And some of the other pianos work better or worse for tuning than others, but this is the very first one in the list. Now let's go to another bank.
Preset.
Because...
Vox Content. Stage 73.
We'll choose this.
Preset.
The
11cc.
Stage 73. Now I've got to find one of the cleaner patches for this thing. Without too many effects on it. La, la, la.
Octave zero.
That'll do. It's quite nice, that sound. It's clean and it'll work. So,
master.
Again, the master.
P1 pickup distance.
And change the pickup distance. So, all the way to the left. So all the way to the left, and I'll just turn it and play. Back to the left.
P1 hammer noise.
The hammer noise. All the way to the left. And turn the pickup
distance
to the right.
P1 pickup alignment.
Alignment. All the way to the left. Somewhere in the middle.
P1 hammer hardness.
Hammer hardness all the way to the left.
P1 preamp vibrato speed.
And again, being physically modeled, all this P1 stuff hammer is nice to change. So I can get sort of, let's see if P1 I can get a sound actually like.
P1 hammer noise. P1 pickup distance.
There we go, that's not bad. It's okay. That's very little work there.
P1 volume pedal.
So that's kind of nice.
P1 pickup alignment.
Let's change the alignment all the way to the left.
P1 hammer hardness. P1 dynamics.
Dynamics is strange because when it's all the way to the left, the harder I play, the softer I play, basically doesn't change. You can hear through the mic when I'm hitting it very hard. Turn the dynamics,
P1 dynamics
up. Then now. It's quite fun.
P1 preamp vibrato speed.
Oh, there's the speed of that. Nice.
P1 hammer hardness. P1 preamp vibrato intensity. P1 preamp vibrato intensity.
All the sides.
P1 preamp vibrato. P1 damper distance.
Ah, the distance of the dampers from the strings when you release. All the way to the left.
P1 damper distance.
All the way to the right, just for extremes.
Mix. P1 delay mix.
I can't get these to work.
P1 guitar
that
amp on.
Probably means I have to do more work in other pages to turn on the like the send, for example. But
P1 chorus mix.
Stuff like that.
P1 damper distance.
So there you got two products out of 17. I haven't shown you everything in all of them, of course. But I hope you find that at least a little interesting. I like this. I'm glad I bought this. Was under £80 to do all this sort of stuff. Thrilling. And I've only really touched the surface. There's more than 5,000 patches in this thing from Plugin Boutique, at least at the time of me posting this demo, which is on the 6th of October 2017. So here we go. Take care.